Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, tried to prepare his disciples both for his coming death and his ascension. The disciples were sorrowful when Jesus said he was going away. Jesus told them, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Here is the promise of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who calls us to faith in Christ Jesus by giving us God's Word, both audibly and visibly in the sacraments. It is the Holy Spirit who keeps us in the one true faith, that guards us from false doctrine, who causes one holy Christian and apostolic church to last forever. It is in our prayer of the church we acknowledge the work of the Holy Spirit who sustains our faith in Christ Jesus. This faith leads to hope, for through Christ Jesus our sins are forgiven. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. May our Lord grant us faith to hold to the promise of life everlasting, because Jesus died and rose again for our salvation. Amen.